everyone. We welcome you to the 16th chapter of Human Resource Management. This chapter focuses on the recent techniques in human resource management. The first recent technique that we'd be discussing are learning organizations. Of all the M's in management, money, material, machine, market, method, the most and the core important one is the men, is the M which stands for men or manpower working in the organization. Without men, without the right kind of men at the right time, within the right organization, nothing would work out of place. Organizations also learn and acquire knowledge as individual employers. Organizations which are learning organizations, the outcome of cumulative learning of all the people in the organization. Learning organizations are also referred to organizations which facilitate learning in all of its participants and are constantly changing itself. Let's take a few examples of such organizations. Organization like Sprint, organization like IBM, organization like ONGC. Now these organizations are all learning organizations. They constantly keep revamping themselves. They constantly ensure that their people are receptive to new ideas. They are developing themselves systematically. They are encouraging creativity. They are encouraging innovation. Google always encourages innovation in everything it does. Learning from past experiences, we just don't let our past go. We always keep that with us. Empathy, sharing knowledge with others. All this ensures learning organization. Knowledge is being transferred, adapted into changing situations. Learning organizations, they provide us opportunities for employees to work or to acquire knowledge, share it with others, apply the same to improve productivity and achieve organizational goals which are being provided. Now, virtual organizations, there are organizations which are built with bricks and mortar. Now, there are also organizations which function in virtually. This is possible because of the IT developments that we have had recently. Internet helps us provide all this and connect with the global level. Now, virtual organizations are a network which connects horizontally, vertically through boundaries, and there is no virtual boundary left in the organization. It consists of individuals who are working out of the physical dimension and they are not tied down to any particular workplace. So, it involves coordinating activities through information technology. Now, some of the characteristics of virtual organizations are, they are very flexible to work with and they do not depend on reaching up one particular area, or you don't have to report to at this particular time, at this particular location. The flexibility of location can be received through developed IT or it completely depends on IT, multi-skills, part-time work. There's less organizational boundary. There's higher concern for customer and service kind of relationship. The HR knowledgeable people are short and they accept working hours from home. In reality, they encourage teamwork and they also empower their employees. Now, let's take an example of Pillsbury. Pillsbury is a company and its parent company is General Mills. Now, General Mills believes that they have a lot of virtual organizations. They literally are spread around the globe and they can achieve spreading around the globe and still accepting results because they are constantly in touch with the IT department. They are constantly working with each other. People who are working in Hong Kong, people who are spread, they have a team which is working in India, they have a team which is working in Malaysia, they have a team which is spread throughout the globe. Now, how do they connect? How do these teams meet? They all meet virtually, which means all their team building activities, all their meetings always happen online. They need to connect each other via the online system. So this is how the online or the virtual system works in. So physically you don't need to meet in people, but you are constantly in touch with the other person. There is diverse workplaces. You are not physically bound to meeting people at one place. You are coordinating with the other person only through information technology. And it provides you a lot of flexibility. It gives you a time frame to work in, and you are focusing on gaining in knowledgeable people. You can hire them for a shorter period of time, and they can also be working in different time zones altogether. A person working in India in a full-time job can also pursue another job after his work hours in another country via the online system. So this makes life easier for everyone. It becomes very easy not to commute to other places, but be able to still carry out the business processes for some other company. Human resource management matrix. Now, organizations, they consist of several departments. You could have a sales department, marketing department, finance department, distribution, and these departments, they cannot work in isolation. All of these departments have to work together. So production department, it depends on purchasing of the supply of raw materials. Similarly, sales department will work on the distribution of supply of finished goods. So each department has to coordinate and integrate its activities with the previous department. No organization can say that no, my finance department works completely differently and my marketing department works alone. No isolation is possible. So matrix management, it provides us to follow a superior subordinate relationship, especially in terms of organizational structure. The principal OD scale, the principle of scalar chain of command is not followed. So you could have the same project manager who reports to more than one supervisor at the same time. Now the HR department cannot function in isolation. So their functions have to be aligned horizontally with the other functions such as marketing, sales, finance, production, IT and research and development. Vertically, they also have to be aligned with the top management. Now there are sometimes, there are some issues which come up with the matrix kind of structure. Now, me being a team manager at one position, and I also have to report to Project B as a team player. Now, there could be a dual responsibility which I'm dealing at the same time, which might be difficult for me. And location-wise, it might be difficult for me, project-wise also. It might also cause some kind of role confusion for me. Now, this happens basically in IT firms, wherein these kind of project-based matrices are seen, wherein you're working as a project officer somewhere, you're working as a team player somewhere, and this happens simultaneously. So this could lead to an eventual role confusion. It could lead to having some kind of a prop-up which comes into picture, and there could be activities which are not aligned with the top management. It's very necessary to have this alignment done as soon as possible. Now, management with regard to the formulation of policies, procedures and all other organizational activities are aligned with the customer as well as the customer satisfaction. So the HR matrix firstly considers what is the organizational philosophy and what of the service of the customer, as well as what is the philosophy of the customer satisfaction. So HR, the main core role of the HR is to integrate both these departments and on achieving one strategic sweet point where they meet together. So organizational structure is designed to eventually meet the customer needs. Employer brand. Now most organizations, they feel they face a common problem, and this common problem is acquiring in the right kind of people and motivating these to perform well and to work productively. Now generally there is high demand and shortage of qualified and experienced people. Now, how do people, this problem is seen in attracting and retaining talent in IT sector, in the finance sector, and there's always shortage of such people. And organizations have been trying to find out n number of strategies, and they spend n number of budgets to get this done. They're trying to keep or retain talented people in the organization and to devise strategies so as retainability in the organization is ensured. Now, one of the strategies to create is establishing a strong employer brand. Now, creating a brand and presenting a perspective to the placement agencies and to employers makes it easier when you are selling up a brand rather than just selling up a product or a service. Let's take an example of Google. Now, the minute anyone sees an advertisement which says, "Google is ready to hire you," wow. There are n number of thoughts which come to your mind. The policies which Google has, the kind of infrastructure which Google has, the kind of investments which Google makes into people. All this gives you a feeling of safety, security, and the pay package for which Google is known for. Policies like, if there is any employee who dies on his workplace for some reason, the employee whose children are there or dependents who are there are being taken care of right up to their legal age. So in India, it would be right up till 18 years of age that his son or daughter would be taken care of, especially in terms of their education and other policies. Now, this is one of the many policies which would attract any person. Google has an excellent cafeteria. Google has a place for innovation. They give a lot of ideologies. They have spent a lot of money into innovation. Google has created its brand so strong that the minute we hear Google, we really want to join them. In simple terms, employer brand is the value which the company in the external marketplace. So, Google, IBM, we name Coca-Cola, Pepsi. Now, these are brands which people really want to work out with. It is the image of the organization. How do we make it as a great place to work with in the minds of the employees as well as job seekers? Now, employee brand is required to drive competitive advantage in job market. It can attract and retain high performers or talent in the organization. So HR manager and management should be involved in employee branding exercises. How can we ensure our brand and the right kind of employee branding is done in the market? The objective is to develop employer of choice image among employees, placement agencies, potential candidates and other stakeholders. Employer brand. Now, we could have product positioning. The company tries to build a very distinct image of brands in the minds of the customers so as to have a very competitive brand in the marketplace. In the same way, employee branding also, it helps in attracting and retaining in good performers, and despite better offers received from rival companies, you will always like to be with the company which has a good brand name. Let's give a comparison between Tata's and Reliance. Most companies, most organizations, when most people who are given an option between joining between Tata's and Reliance would choose, the psychological inclination goes towards Tata's. Why? Known for their brand name, known for their ethical values, known for a lot of products, known for a lot of service they do to the organizations, to society around them. So this acts in as something which will leverage talent being retained in your organization, talent being sustained in your organization. Creating the employer brand, HR also plays a vital role in creating such a brand name. How do we make an attractive work destination? So it can be achieved through usage of job sites, company websites, partners in terms of placement partners. College campuses could act in as a brand name carrier. Now, there are a lot of small organizations or startups who require people. Okay. Now, once their setup is done and they really require people, they could go into these campuses and they could just spread a name about themselves, give a good pay package, and once they have created a brand from themselves, then there is no looking back. FirstRand, which is a South African company which is into banking, and when they entered into the Indian market, this was around 3 years, 4 years back. And when they entered the marketing scenario in India, they came up with an innovative plan. They started paying, they are excellent paymasters. And they started picking up the best of the best minds in India and the best of the best talent in India. And they started paying them handfully and handsomely. Now, because of this particular strategy, people really wanted to work with them. And everyone wanted to get into the FirstRand wagon. Now, this can be achieved because of the HR policies which were well formulated and implemented, so right talent could easily be got on board. HR can also be useful in terms of hiring the right kind of talent for the job and provide the best HR practices for employees. The employee practices includes all aspects of HR policies and practices, and these should be met so that the needs of the employees are met. So, few pointers to be considered by the employers to develop employee brands, which are like, firstly, recognizing the good work done by employees. Secondly, personal problems are to be considered on basis of merit, sympathy it deserves, and quick response to such problems. At times, we do require a kind of sensitive behavior shown by the employer. And if that is done on time, employees do feel recognized, employees do feel that they should be giving an extra edge or extra mile. Adequate compensation based on the nature of job and responsibility. So it's very important that compensation is given, especially in terms of job responsibilities and according to the job nature. If the salary or the compensation package is fair and just, people want to stay with your organization. Career prospects. You join in as a management trainee and then you move up the ranks. If people see you joining in as a management trainee and then moving up, that makes a lot of sense to people joining this organization. General Mills, they have this policy that you join up fresh and they groom you. They take you in and they groom you for years altogether and they get you ready and to higher positions. So I've seen a lot of management trainees who are joining this organization and they have groomed and moved up to the level of CEOs and MDs. Superiors with equal concern for performance of people. There has to be empathy and everyone working towards performance and people are being recognized. Maintaining transparency with regard to HR policies and procedures. At times you have CVs which are being forwarded by other people in their own department and saying that push up a wrong person and we will pay you or because he belongs to my family or he is my relative, please take them in. Instead of indulging into unethical practices, you need to indulge into ethical practices and maintain transparency with regard to the HR policy. Empowering people, empowering employees, creating a positive image about the company in the marketplace, creating a buzz about joining some organization, creating a talent requirement for other people so that everyone wants to join in. So, employees should maintain high level of ethical and integrity in personal as well as professional life. There are several companies which have taken up initiative for creating a very positive image in the minds of the employees. Public surveys are carried out and there are some good employees like Infosys, there's HSBC, there's HUL, Tata Group. All these employees are, you know, constant because of their brand, people really want to join in. Infosys has this particular policy that when freshers join their organization, they have been sent for a training program. A training program of ranging from 2 months right up to 3 months. And this particular training program is very crucial and this orientation is very crucial in the initial days so that employees are now ready for the company. They are ready to be fit into the organization's culture, and they are ready to be used by the organization to their fullest capacity. So these are the policies which make them just not good brands, but it makes them really good employers. Another new policy that we have is competency mapping, and competency mapping can be defined as skills, knowledge, attitude, ability that makes you different from others in the organization. So there are basically five different types of competency characteristics. One is knowledge, information. Now, any person has to have information about the field you are working into. So knowledge about your field is important. Ability. Your communication skills, your leadership skills, the way you're performing your tasks, the way you do things is also important. Your motive. Why do you want to do it? What is your drive? Why are you taking certain, what are the certain kind of behaviors that you're showing? What are the certain kind of actions that you're doing? So what is the motive? Why do you really want to do it? Triads. Characteristics and response to situation or information such as confidence, team player, handling, confusion, and how do we show initiative and quick learners. So now quick learners are preferred by the organization that rather than people who are lethargic and do not want themselves to grow. We require people who are good team leaders, but also people who are good team players. In case of situation where there is confusion and some ambiguity which is there, how do we deal with this situation and how do we come out from this situation? Someone who demonstrates initiative, a person who's a self-starter, who takes in decisions when required, these are the traits which are required. Self-concept. Knowing yourself, what are your values, having a good positive self-image, not being shy, not being overconfident, but just being confident, having the right kind of attitude is required by every person. Now let's have a look at a person like Amitabh Bachchan. Okay, the attitude which he has developed over a period of time, the values, the core values, he's a family-oriented person and he carries that value. He's got a self-image which is larger than life kind of image, and he is confident about carrying himself and that particular image with himself. Flexi timing. Now, flexi timing, as the name suggests, flexible arriving and leaving times for the employees. Now, all employees have to be present during core time and they have to fulfill those stipulated period of number of hours in a day per office. So, flexible timing, we could come in between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Core timing means between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. which we need to be there. Flexi timing. So between 1 to 2 we could choose lunch break for 30 minutes. Core timing could be between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So flexible timing anywhere between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So those who start their work at 8 a.m. can leave office at 4 p.m. So the total number of hours or the over number of hours which you need to complete with a lunch break would be around 7.5 hours of the total time. So this plays a vital role in keeping people in the or retaining people in the organization. Employee referrals. Now many a times you require people to fill up positions, and these people whom you are filling up those positions or vacancies with, the management considers or recommends candidates for the existing employees who are aware of the nature of the job and the organizational culture. So the existing employees recommended for suitable jobs, especially into IT or into BPOs. Now any of the BPOs that you have, let's say take an example of Stratton Salt, which is at Vashi, Navi Mumbai. Now employees are required. So the first thing an HR does is floats around a word in the organization. We are looking out for a receptionist at our office. If you do know anyone, the first thing you would do is contact your friends, float a word in your circle. Facebook is a medium, Twitter is a good medium. You could also have LinkedIn, which works out for many people. So these are employee, you can easily get in people from your recommendation, and you are aware about the organizational culture, hence you can always train that person for your organization. So many companies believe that your people are your brand ambassadors. IBM barks upon this particular referral. They also provide a referral fee or a referral amount for every employee who is retained for that organization for a stipulated period of time, depending on their rank and level. So many firms are making use of the employee referral as a major tool for recruitment. So vacancies which are there, they are put up on their internal portal, and employees are requested, if they have any friends or family who might fill up that particular position. So you also get a fee for it, financial incentive, non-financial incentive, and you can bring in good quality candidates. So at present, the employees are enjoying their job, and if he or she is loyal to that job. So apart from saving expenses on recruitment process, the company is also being able to recruit candidates as per the requirement of the job. The buzzword nowadays is business process outsourcing. Now, a business process outsourcing is done for any of your business process which you are outsourcing. Let's take an example of a household brand name called as Bata. Bata is known for its shoes. Okay. Now, any Indian household, the first thing which comes to mind, Bata and shoes. But do we also know that Bata does not manufacture its own shoes? Bata is completely into marketing of shoes rather than production or actual manufacturing of shoes. So a company, what it does is it's assigning some of its business processes to a third party under an agreement of terms and conditions. It is a process of using the expert partner and manage the operations and leverage the knowledge and technology to support the organization from outside. So the external provider is an independent business organization, and they are actually, as per the instructions of the company, they would provide in certain material. So our country has become a BPO center for various industries. Pharma industry flourishing in India. We have medical services, biotechnology, the legal, insurance, banking and banking services. All these are being vibrantly outsourced for many countries. As I was speaking to you all about Disney. Disney has its clothesline. Now, Disney's clothesline was being outsourced to many countries. One of its main country where it outsources its production unit, it is from Bangladesh. It is also from India. Now, Bangladesh, it was seen that there was a fire which broke up and a lot of people died in that particular issue. And it was seen that they were not even complying with the industrial relations. They were not complying with any of the human resource policies. So, eventually, Disney got the point and they completely got their name out from Bangladesh. They completely got themselves out from countries, and they are very specific about giving their tenures and tenders to only countries which are complying with their standards. There are many organizations which outsource the HR function, like recruitment, training, payroll, leave administration, medical claim settlement, reimbursement of travel, medical expenses. All this can be very easily outsourced. Now, advantages and why it is cheaper to outsource, because the company can focus on the core area and the core business where it has expertise and experience. Non-core areas can be handled by anyone else. And it costs very low. It costs hardly anything to engage into third-party services. The headcount on personnel and the personal cost goes down directly. Now, if you as a company, if Google was to take in people on the payroll, it will cost them much more. But if you are taking them via a third party, you are getting good service. Apart from it, the cost, the overall cost is very low, because they have to comply, the employees who are employed under them have to comply with the other company with the third party's rules and regulations. They do not have to comply with your own policies. Disadvantages of BPOs or business process outsourcing. The HR, which is the third party provider, it's the parent of the organization with regard to the quality of output, the delivery schedule and the customer service. So in terms of quality, if what is your parameter and requirement has to be clearly known. High turnover of employees, it affects service quality as well as schedules. Parent organization may face industrial problems, such as existing employees may feel that they might lose their job if you are taking people from outside. So there must be resistance from the other end, which might cause a lot of confusion for the existing employees. Now the company has to provide training to the client organization. It has to closely monitor the working of people and to ensure that quality of output and what is the expected standard is being conveyed. The client company may also exploit the employees by paying them very low and excessive supply of labor, there's over demand. So they might not comply with the HR policies and there might not be a lot of give and take in the side of the employees also. So very low salary, which means the output would be low, quality would not be maintained, and the overall result which we'll be gaining would be not up to the mark. So due to high attrition, the organization, the client organization has to put up with inexperienced employees, not mature, and eventually the quality, the delivery schedule and the work life would affect. The employees experience stress due to strict deadlines, delivery schedules and late night working. If you're working very hard, if you're working over stress, your body gives in. So employees experience their stress, their deadlines, all of this shows and this will completely affect the way your quality is being maintained in the organization. Employees coming from rural, semi-rural areas are willing to work for low wages and they face problems in urban atmosphere. Adjustment is an issue. Staying, putting up in new places, coming out of your comfort zone and then meeting up new people. So coming from rural and semi-urban areas, settling down in metro, settling down in various cities. Now this is seen rampantly in Mumbai. Because we have people coming up from various locations and these various locations people settle down in India, in Mumbai, and this being a metro, it's a hub wherein people look at it as a city of dreams. So having issues finding a place, if there are singles or a person who's finding out a flat for himself, renting out one sole place for yourself would not be possible with very little salary because organizations are paying you less. So all this might cumulatively eventually lead to stress for the employee. In case of voice BPOs, name places gets changed to suit local situation, and employee, because you are using a fake name, you are using a fake identity, you are eventually creating a persona that you are located at. You are working in India basically, but you are creating a persona that you are working in US, and you will change your accent and you will change the way you will actually take up the shoes of the other fake identity. Eventually, you start doubting yourself whether you are the right person or are you not the right person. So, understanding the suitability of your situation, putting up yourself. See, my name is Alpha, but if I have to put up a different name altogether and lift my identity altogether, would be a different fiasco. You know, it leads to a lot of role confusion in your mind and you cannot identify with yourself. Many small BPOs also do not provide a safe working environment. They are concerned more about business profit numbers and it does not provide facilities for you. The green HR policy should also ensure that we are using appliances which have eco-friendly or environmental friendly policies. The electrical consumption of these appliances should be such that they are using lesser energy, they are saving energy for the organization. Rehiring former employees with demonetization and the new policy which has come up with the RBI, State Bank of India required people at very short notice. So what they did was they rehired former employees, and because they hired these former employees, they were familiar with the company policies, they knew the company procedures, they knew the culture, and within a short period they took in a retired people, and these retired people could easily get into the culture of the organization. Let's take an example of IBM. Now IBM also provides part-time employment to the alumni employees or the retired employees or rehiring them, and they provide them areas such as technical design specifications, components, coding and testing and plans in this way. Infosys, they also have the Infosys Global Alumni Network, which is open to former employees, wherein they can share in their information about employees, about the latest happenings, and further this alumni employee can reconnect with Infosys clients, consultants, they can even take up a job. So when rehiring alumni, this particular grade, salary, package are being decided on what is his level while leaving the job and the current responsibilities, role, salary of the present job. So that is being identified. Talent management, it involves attracting, selecting, training, developing, promotion of the employees in the organization. And employees want to have a successful career in the organization, and the employer wants to make use of the talent for the growth of the organization. So talent management is similar to career development or career management from the employer's point of view, and the softwares which offer talent management applications. So top management, it actually takes in or provides strategic plans, and the strategic plan explains how it will match the internal strength and weaknesses with the external opportunities and threats, and how it will actually collaborate and give us a competitive advantage in the marketplace. Talio is a software which is used by most organizations in the Indian IT firm. So it gives us a comprehensive idea and a strategic plan where we are today and where and how we should be going about. So the HR department, when it is formulating specific HR strategies, how it should be achieving those particular goals and objectives. So strategic HR management, it means formulating, executing HR policies and procedures that will actually produce among the employees knowledge, skill, attitude, and the company needs to achieve strategic objective. E-learning. Now this is one area which we are all concerned with, which is e-learning, electronic learning. Learning has made simplified. We do not require buildings through which knowledge can be disseminated. Nowadays our mobile phones, any electronic device that you really have, helps us to reach and cover all its employees in different locations. So it's cost effective. There's no need for travel expense, there's no need for hotel expense, there's no need for productivity. There are n number of organizations which would outsource their entire training program for you. And learning does not actually be, you don't need to have a fixed schedule for it. An employee can do it while traveling in the train for 2 hours, 3 hours. You can always browse through your mobile phone and undertake that particular training. You can do it at your own convenience. You can complete the course within limited time. You do not require, you can provide some reading material, PowerPoint presentations. You could also take in some problem solving tests, exercises, so that program becomes interesting as well as informative. Now there are Smith & Nephew. This company is into production of medical devices. Now Smith & Nephew gives in an extensive program to its employees about ethical practices. And all these ethical practices are being given to the employees in the form of a CD. BPL again into televisions, BPL again into medical devices. They also provide in a lot of CDs which will help the employees train themselves using computers effectively. We are using technology, we are using internet to find different areas of human resource, that's selection, performance, training, compensation, human resource information system. All of this is being maintained online. Now, in many organizations, personal record, processing of payroll, salary remittance, payslip, you can have the expense statement, leave applications, attendance record, field force reports, all of them are being generated with the use of IT, internet, and companies are moving towards paperless green offices and green channels. Thank you so much for your patient listening. And these were all the global reforms that we are undergoing in human resource management. Thank you.